Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. Hi, welcome to Holistic Matters podcast. We're recording live on the floor of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians annual show in Portland, Oregon. It's a great place to be, particularly because it gives us a chance to talk to and meet and learn from key thought leaders and experts and influencers in the naturopathic community and in healthcare in general. And one of those experts and key influencers and thought leaders is with me right now. So, Dr. Michelle Simon, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So, Dr. Simon is a practicing naturopath in Seattle and is the president and founder of the Institute for Natural Medicine. Has both a PhD in biomedical engineering from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
That's right.
And a naturopathic degree from Bastyr. So should I call you Doctor?
If we were in Germany, you would do that. We don't do that in the U.S.
Okay, well, it's a lot easier because I'll just call you Dr. Michelle. So anyway, thanks for taking the time to be here. But let's start, if you don't mind, a little bit with kind of your personal story and journey. How did you become a naturopath? And if I recall correctly, you got your PhD first and then went to naturopathic school. So how did that all come together?
For me, it's an evolution. I actually have an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering. My dad was a mechanical engineer, and I just have always been the kind of kid who took things apart and wanted to know how they worked. Loved to understand mechanisms and how things happen. So mechanical engineering is a little bit dry, though, and I like to take it and how learn how it applies to the body, and that's what my interest in biomedical engineering came about. So I got a fellowship at the Duke Engineering Research Center, and I did my PhD there in 4 years, and I learned a lot about how mechanisms can help health. However, I felt, for me personally, that I was at the kind of wrong end of the healthcare continuum. So I was working on equipment that would be used in a hospital kind of late in life. And I felt it wasn't actually solving the problem of those people. If they had taken different approaches to their health earlier, decades earlier, they could have maybe not been in the hospital. So my uncle knew John Bastyr. And he introduced me to naturopathic medicine. So I thought, wow, this is a fantastic, interesting kind of field. I didn't know anything about it. And so I went back to school. And that I did not have a fellowship for that. So I do have school loans for that program. But it was the best thing I ever did, because for me, it was a total evolution, and I feel like naturopathic medicine is the engineering of healthcare. That's what it's problem solving, right?
Yeah, so I was just going to ask you about that. You know, it's like a fantastic example of your explanation right now of kind of like engineering and in the body, and it's so important and foundational to naturopathic care. It's like total body care, total patient care, holistic health and understanding how these systems of the body come together. And it's not just one answer, it's probably multiple answers. And it's as much as of being ready to accept a treatment and to get better as it is to deliver it. But tell us a little bit about that philosophical approach and what excites you about naturopathy here because of that.
Yeah, because it's a whole system, right? And you understand that there's very many variables involved in any outcome. So you have to prepare the ground, and then you have to seed it correctly, and you have to water it, and you have to let it grow and give all of the necessary nutrients for that. So in naturopathic medicine, we think of it as a therapeutic order approach. So we start with the fundamentals. So diet, lifestyle, nutrition, food is so critical for that. And then you ascend as that patient needs it. So targeted nutritionals, and we can use medicines if we need to. Manipulation, you know, at the high end of that order, if you think about it as a pyramid, the high end is the drugs and, you know, surgeries and more invasive kind of procedures. They're necessary sometimes, absolutely, but we don't start there. And I think unfortunately in the U.S. in our healthcare system, we focus too high at that top end, that top pointy expensive end of healthcare. And if we could flip that therapeutic order and have the nation focus its healthcare systems on diet, lifestyle, nutrition, healthy food, and preparing the soil, then there's less that you have to deal with, because you have less disease.
And that's the problem with the current state of healthcare in America, and particularly today, right? I mean, it's just kind of focus on disease rather than focusing on health. And so that's the other opportunity that I think naturopathic offers the healthcare system is, wait a minute, you know, so many people are walking around, how are we going to fix the healthcare system? How about starting with naturopathic care first and understanding that, and then finding ways to integrate it into the healthcare system?
You're speaking my language.
How do we do that? In part, that's the power and the opportunity that you've established now with the Institute of Natural Medicine, is to be an advocate for that message and for that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that, for recognizing that. So the Institute for Natural Medicine is a nonprofit, a 501c3, and we are about education primarily. We're about bringing to the public solutions for their health. And that does involve naturopathic medicine, because we primarily want to integrate the principles and practices of naturopathic medicine into healthcare and change the healthcare paradigm.
Right.
We're about more than our profession. We're really about achieving health.
Right.
And I think that naturopathic medicine has a lot of solutions that could be implemented. We are a relatively small profession, but placed in the right places to help influence policy decision makers would be really powerful, so that we can really scale our impact.
Right.
Greater. So at the Institute, we have a couple of different programs. One of them is a residency program, as you know. The other program we have is a Naturally Well program, where we teach kids how to cook, fourth graders particularly.
Yeah, awesome,
so fourth graders are super spongy in their brains, and they're very impressionable.
Right.
If you get a fourth grader's mind to change about something, they become advocates.
Yeah.
And their life changes, but not only their life, their whole family's life changes. Yeah. So it's a really nice lever that way. And we have a website. We do public education that way. We do media trainings for our naturopathic doctors to help them become better ambassadors for us and patients as well. So we try to get the message out and create lots of content and information for patients to engage with, and then find a doctor of their own if it's possible.
So, you know, you mentioned a couple of the programs that are really powerful ways of influencing communities. So like the residency program, I mean, it's really powerful. So you're creating the next generation of health advocates and health providers. So how's that going?
Oh my gosh, so well. So in our profession, we're not yet able to take Medicare, which funds conventional medical residencies. So we have to self-fund our own residency programs in our profession. So we've created a program that's a three-part funding model, and we have some sponsors that help us with that. And what we're able to do is take new clinic sites and give them a opportunity to host a resident at a fraction of the cost that they would normally be paying out of pocket for that.
Right.
So it's a great benefit. So we can expand the number of sites that have residents. We also incorporate quarterly academic seminars, so the residents all get together and there's peer-to-peer learning, which stays as a mentorship after the program.
Right.
We teach them business modules, so we teach them how to do marketing plans and all of that. So they, when they finish their residency, they become a successful business owner, so they can actually have the biggest impact possible
Awesome. The other program that we've spoken a little bit about in the past is the interaction or the engagement in community healthcare delivery or community healthcare centers. And so it's always fascinating to me. You know, the naturopath to me is kind of like the world's best primary care physician because of the full toolbox that they have, as opposed to one individual component of an expertise that you develop, which is not necessarily helping really advance health in the world. But so what impact are you having in your community programs?
Oh, it's a good question. So I agree with you. I think naturopathic doctors are the best kept secret.
Right. So how do we make sure it's not a secret anymore?
Right. So so we are doing a demonstration project. I think that's one you're alluding to. And we have a primary care community task force. And we're reaching out to a community clinic in northeast rural Okanagan, Washington. So we have a clinic network of five clinics, and we're going to be doing a demonstration project there where we bring a naturopathic, they already have naturopathic doctors on staff, and they'll be delivering a diet and lifestyle nutrition focused program for diabetes particularly and hypertension. So we'll get these patients in, we'll take them through a food-based program for 12 weeks, and we'll do a six-month follow-up. We're including group visits and naturopathic-led care for that, and then looking at the outcomes basically. So we're looking at lowering those hemoglobin A1C scores, which is I think it's a pretty easy thing to do when you actually focus your your interventions at diet and lifestyle primarily.
Fantastic. So last year you were designated the naturopathic physician of the year by this group. In part, I can imagine it's because of the passion and the insight that you have on how do you expand even improve and introduce naturopathic care. But what is your vision, both the near term and long term? What should the world of healthcare look like first in the next 3 years, and then in 15 years? And if you got to decide everything on a healthcare delivery, what would that look like in 15 years?
I'm going to start with 15 years because I think it's going to take some time. Yeah. But I would like to see every state in the country licensed naturopathic doctors. So yeah. 50 states. We're on our way. We got two more this year, and we had five in the last couple of years before right. that. So we're definitely making progress.
So a total of 17 states?
There's 22 now.
22 now. Wow.
Yeah, so no worries.
Awesome. Yeah.
Watch the space. There's more coming.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we're the experts in a way of natural medicine, and I would like our style of medicine to start to filter into the medical education at large. Like that's a vision that I have, is that it isn't just us and them, it's both and,
right.
because there is no one profession that has all the answers, honestly. I think we're very blessed in naturopathic medicine that we can shift weight accordingly because we understand the conventional medical system, we understand also this natural world, and we understand how to really bring about health in a person by stimulating their internal ability to heal. If we could bring that to healthcare at large, that there's a recognition that you have an innate ability to heal,
right.
and these are the easy, cost-effective, simple, and safe things that you can do to bring that about, then we will lower healthcare costs, we'll have better healthcare outcomes, and we would see our life expectancy start to go back up.
Right.
I would like to see that in 15 years.
Right.
The last 2 years, it's gone down in this country, the first time ever,
right.
and I'd like to turn that around.
Yeah. And so, through INM, you're starting to have that impact because
yeah.
of what you're doing to place
right.
new residents, new,
right.
new practitioners out there. But
exactly.
what else do you think it'll take? I mean, what do you wish that you could do to make it happen faster?
I think the most impressionable people are the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we had a program like Naturally Well, a hands-on demonstration cooking class in every Boys and Girls Club, in every YMCA program, in every after-school program in the country,
yeah.
and you reach all those fourth graders as an army,
right.
and you give them the information, right. that would make a huge impact.
Right. So fourth graders are, how old are they? Are they 12, 10?
Yeah, they're about 10, 12, yeah.
And so, if they hear it once and get exposed to it, right, it would be a lot sooner being exposed to what naturopathic is than, say even you were, you know, when you're already toward the,
right.
toward the end of your graduate studies, and also
right.
you discover this profession.
Right.
At
exactly.
At least they understand what the word is,
right?
And what they do, and they'll remember it hopefully by the time
they will, and they will have hopefully had training and been able to be experiencing naturopathic
right.
care, and then want to become a naturopathic doctor.
Yeah.
Like, let's have all those fourth graders
want
to like seek out this education.
Yeah.
And I would love to see our education platforms change a little bit so that it was easier for folks to access that from different parts of the country because our schools are kind of on the coasts.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see folks in the middle of the country also be able to access, so maybe
right.
more school development would be a really nice thing as well.
Yeah, what do you think about education, delivery of education and content? You know, it's kind of classic. You come to a show or you go online for continuing education. I mean, should that format somehow change so it's more effective?
I think so. I think it's going to change. It already has changed. I mean, there's so many people learning online now, and there's so many free and open access courses these days.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be important for folks to be able to scale themselves up quickly with education and change what they're doing,
right?
Instead of having to move to a whole new city necessarily, but you can access anything from where you're at.
Right.
So
right.
that should really help.
So what advice are you giving these days to, naturopath student already, and so they made the decision,
mm-hmm.
And they're getting maybe close to graduating. Like, mm-hmm. What advice would you give them to do, and what advice would you give to that first year or two practitioner? They're now in the clinic, and what advice would you give them to go and change the world?
Well, they're already changing the world, in my opinion, by becoming a naturopathic doctor. But I think for folks who are about to graduate, if they can align themselves with a residency opportunity, that is the best. And there aren't enough of them yet, so I'm working very hard to expand that access for our graduates. If you're already out and you haven't had a residency, then find a clinic or find a mentor, someone who actually is doing what you want to do, and align yourself with them. And, like, you're going to have to maybe be a little bit, you know, make up your own residency in a way, but it's possible. There's lots of really experienced, very successful naturopathic doctors all over the country, and they're open. You just need to, like, get out of your own little hole and go talk to somebody, knock on doors and, like, you know, like,
right,
do that.
Right. What about in influencing, say, naturopathic through, government agencies? You know, are you lobbying through INM and
Yeah, so we're a 501c3, so we don't do lobbying. We do public education, yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of people that you can consider the public. Everybody is the public. Yeah. Everyone's a consumer in some way. So you just have to be careful about how you do that. But what we do is we work with the AANP, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. They're really the spearhead of our licensing efforts in our profession. Right. So working with them to give them the materials to educate consumers in their area is really what we're doing. So our next phase of this, we did a national campaign of education called the FAQ series. But our next evolution of that is to do targeted local and regional events in states that really need more support.
Right, right. And so what would those educational events look like? Would they be providing new clinical insight information or policy or...
So it's mostly about information about what naturopathic medicine is, yeah. Right? And if there's doctors, they're connecting them to providers in their area, to patients in their area. So working with maybe a mom and pop supplement store, yeah. To do a demonstration event, do a talk, hold a public talk, and right. Let people who come there normally get vitamins, like learn about naturopathic medicine and that there's a doctor in their area that they should go see. Right. I think that would be a nice way to do it.
Do you have ongoing discussions with traditional healthcare associations at all? And I mean, is that even worth having? Or
it's absolutely worth having. It's very important because I think the future is really this integrative medicine model where we all understand who each other is and we can therefore cross-refer. In the state of Washington, I'm very blessed. We have a very good scope. I'm a primary care provider. I see patients and I refer to other doctors and they refer to me for different things, you know. So that works very well, I think, because there's a lot of sick people. Yeah. There's no shortage of patients out there. Yeah. There's no need to be worried about TURF or any of that stuff. It's just a matter of understanding what the best is for that patient, what the best thing is for that patient. Yeah. So, yes, there's lots of cross-referral going.
So when you get a referral from a traditionally trained MD, are there a common cause or issue that they would routinely refer to you? Or,
yes.
I mean, it's got to be more than I give up on this person.
Yeah.
Go see this person.
There's probably three basic areas that I see referrals coming in. One is just chronic fatigue. Yeah. People are just tired. They can't figure out why. That's a big one. The other is GI stuff. A lot of like gastrointestinal bloating, digestion, food allergy stuff. They don't know what to do with them anymore. Right. That happens often. And I guess the third one is really menopausal issues. We work a lot with hormones in our clinic and trying to help gals mostly.
Right. Yeah.
Sail through the 50s with ease.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So for especially the new practitioner, new naturopaths getting into the community, is there the way that they can, forge these partnerships or relationships with more of the traditionally trained healthcare providers so that there's increased awareness by the consumer?
That's a really great question. I think it's an area of opportunity that we're building. So we have an MD-DO advisory board that works with INM to help us, and we're working to forge relationships with the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine, which is another professional body that has representation from lots of interprofessionals. So forging those alliances are really the best thing. And bringing your information to conferences is another way to do that.
Right.
And so we're looking to do some more of that too.
I know the colleges are doing more and more pretty good clinical research in general that continues to demonstrate the real value and improved outcomes of naturopathic care. So maybe that's another opportunity that could help fuel the fire a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about what's already being done is really important. Right. There's lots of research happening now.
So any big opportunities that you wish that you could do, if it's just a matter of funding or more support or more involvement?
Yes. There's lots of ideas. I mean, I really do believe that residencies are critical for our profession because it's that bridge from clinical training to business. And most of our docs work in a small private practice or a small group clinic, and those are businesses.
Right.
And so in order to understand how to do that, you need to experience it. I also think that mentorship is very important. So creating an online platform for mentorship would be something that would be really valuable in our profession to, like I was saying, hook up docs that are experienced with other younger up-and-coming docs and to really connect them with the docs that know how to do this very well and are really doing full-scale naturopathic medicine.
Great. So this is day two of the show. Any talks in particular or themes that gotten you excited and re-energized?
I haven't been to a lot of talks. I got to be honest. I've been mostly like meeting people and having meetings like this and networking. Sorry.
Well, great. We're here with Dr. Michelle Simon, who's the founder and president of the Institute for Natural Medicine and a practicing physician in the Seattle area. Dr. Simon, thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for your insights. Thanks for your thoughtful leadership and influence in the profession and beyond the naturopathic community into healthcare.
Right.
You're making a huge difference. You're a great model and example for a lot of practitioners. So thanks very much for what you do.
Thank you for your leadership as well. So appreciate it.
Thanks. So this has been the Holistic Matters podcast live from the annual show for the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Thanks for joining us. And again, Dr. Simon, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution license. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.